Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call of India Pesticides Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of India Pesticides Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q3 FY23 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. D.K. Jain, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. S.P. Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for our Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tejas. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. I take the pleasure of welcoming you all for the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of India Pesticides Limited. I hope you all had a chance to look at the financial statements and earnings presentation uploaded on the exchanges and our website. Despite the inflationary pressure, our margins saw an improvement on Q-on-Q basis due to improved operational efficiency and cost pass-through. The company performed well with a 16.1% YOY revenue growth, driven by higher demand for existing products and new molecules. High cost raw material inventory and high fuel prices have been a challenge during this period also. Our R&D capabilities, including the ability to create substitute chemicals and decrease reliance on imports, are critical components of our strategy. All our recently launched products were well received by market, and we expect their demand to grow going forward. Further to this, our planned 70 crore CapEx for expansion at Sandila plant in FY23 is on schedule. We are happy to announce that the Ministry of Environment and Forests has granted us environmental clearance for our Hamirpur project under our wholly owned subsidiary, Salvi Specialties. We anticipate starting operations during the fiscal year 2023-24. Our export component increased to 68% from 49% in Q2 FY23. The increase has been driven by the company's focus on expanding the global reach and building strong relationship with international customers and expanding customer base. The company's strengthening of R&D has also played a crucial role in its export growth. India Pesticides Limited has been consistently developing new products that cater to the ever-evolving demands of the global market, and its innovative products have been well received by international customers. As informed to stock exchanges last month, we have recently commissioned a plant for a herbicide with good export potential. During the quarter, our long-term credit facilities were reconfirmed by CARE Ratings Limited at A+, which highlights our ability to manage capital efficiently. IPL continues to overcome challenges and emerge stronger despite uncertainty in the business environment. We are eager to roll out new product in the coming quarters to improve product mix and reach consumers. We assure our shareholders that we are committed to working towards our vision of supporting chemical business and farmers across the globe by producing superior value chemicals through quality and efficiency. India is now a relatively stable economic haven with strong domestic demand and growing competitiveness in exporting quality goods and services. IPL is poised for success with its skilled manufacturing and competitive edge. With this, I would like to pass on to Mr. S.P. Gupta to walk us through our Q3 FY23 financial highlights. Mr. Gupta.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining the India Pesticide conference call to discuss Q3 financial year 23 results. I will quickly go through our financial performance. Taking you through the financial highlights, the total revenue stood at 222 crore, as against 191 crore in Q3 financial year 22, that is YOY growth of 16%. The growth has been driven by the growth in international markets. EBITDA in Q3 financial year 23 stands at 51 crore with EBITDA margin of around 22%. The PAT stood at 35 crore in this quarter as compared to 43 crore in Q3 financial year 22. PAT margin is 15.7% in Q3 financial year 23. The revenue from export stood at 148 crore as compared to 109 crore in Q3 financial year 22. And domestic revenue stood at 69 crore as compared to 81 crore in Q3 last year. Revenue from technicals and formulations stood at 184 crore and 34 crore respectively during this quarter. India Pesticide Limited has a strong balance sheet with ability to generate good free cash flow. The company is planning to fuel its capex plan with internal accrual. We remain confident of continuing our growth trajectory while extending full support to our customers, supplier and other valued stakeholders. With this, we would be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, in the previous 2-3 quarters, we have had issues and with regards to logistic, cost of raw materials going up. In the previous quarter also, you had mentioned about gross margins going down because of high cost inventory and increasing in fuel cost and also logistic cost. At the same time, you had also mentioned that you will, this inventory, high cost inventory will be completely utilized in this particular quarter. So, first question with regard to margins, yes, we have shown some improvement in gross margins from about 43% to around 45% in the current quarter, quarter on quarter. So how soon do we expect the gross margins to reach our 50% mark, which we were doing some quarters back, given that the high cost inventory must have run down? That is my question number one.
Sir, inventory, we thought we completely, we have not yet consumed the total high cost inventory, but we feel that by this quarter, it will be completely, we will be utilizing the high cost inventory. And with this, for the next quarter, our margin should improve.
Okay, so it will take another couple of quarters to reach back around 50-51% gross margin.
Sir, 50-51%, it will be very difficult to say, but we will try our maximum, whatever is possible.
Sure. And sir, with regards to CAPEX, we had completed roughly about 35 crores in the first half and the balance 35 crores to be done in the second half. So till date, how much CAPEX is completed out of this 70 crores for the current year?
We have done CAPEX of 54 crore in 9 months.
Okay, and the balance will be completed before March.
Before March, sure, sir.
And this 10, this 70 plus the earlier 70, this is that 140 crores of brownfield CAPEX, which we have done at the existing plant, will contribute roughly about 2.5 times asset turnover?
Yes, sir.
And how much time, sir, it will take to ramp up this capacity to reach this full utilization to the extent of 2.5 times?
I think it should be by end of this year, that is the FY24.
Okay. So FY24, we can have with the existing plants, we can surely reach about around 1,100 crores of top line, 1,000 to 1,100?
Yeah, easily, sir. No doubt about it.
And sir, what kind of contribution we will see from the new products which we have added in the current quarter and also in last previous two quarters? Till date, what is the contribution from the new products, and what is the expected contribution from new products in the next year?
Contribution from new product is around 25 crore during this quarter, and we are expecting around, say, 250 crore of incremental turnover during next year from new product capacities.
Sure. And sir, you had mentioned in your earlier call that all the new products which you were trying to launch or will launch, typically they will have 50% plus gross margin.
No, that is our yardstick, but considering this inflationary pressure, I think the gross profit range will be, say, around 46%-47%.
Okay. Sure. One last question with regards to the new site. So how much CapEx do we expect to? We had earlier indicated to spend about 20 crores in the current year in the new site. So typically, what is the amount expected to be done in this new site by year-end? And you mentioned that we expect the new site to start commercial production in the next year, somewhere around quarter two, quarter three. So next year, what kind of contribution to sales can be seen from the new site, the new greenfield CapEx?
Sir, actually, the new site is going as per our expectation. We were expecting the meeting for the environmental clearance to happen in November, which did happen, and we got the clearance in the first go. And we are now starting our activities at the new site. And the CapEx, what we have planned for the next year, would be about 700 crores. And we expect the first two units to be in operation by, say, December, January onwards. And the contribution from that site would be nominal, probably because the plant would be still under stabilization. But from the next year, that is FY25 onwards, it will contribute significantly.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. I have some more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, congratulations on a good performance considering the times that agrochem industry is facing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ayush.
Yeah. So, sir, two, three questions. So first, we are seeing a very big demand-supply mismatch in the agrochem industry, and many of the players are facing very weak demand or inventory correction, or they are facing pressure on margins. So on the demand side, are we facing issues, or are we broadly in line with what we were planning to grow? And we also had some new product launches ahead for this coming quarter. So can you share more about this aspect?
Sir, demand-wise, we are not facing any major problems. The products what we are regularly producing, we are able to sell, and the quantities are there reasonably okay. I think if we see the total volume what we have done this quarter is slightly more than what we did in the previous quarter. Previous quarter, we did a technical turnover of about 3,900 crores.
Tons.
Tons. And this quarter, we are doing more than 4,000 tons. So demand-wise, it is okay. But the pressure, cost pressure is only because the energy cost has increased a lot. As informed in the last conference call as well as in TV interview, our fuel cost has gone up significantly, especially the rice husk. If we were to buy around 300 rupees a quintal, now the price has increased almost to 1,100, and now it is ranging around 850 to 900. The cost of energy has gone up, and because of the lot of uncertainties in the initial period, we had imported lot of inventories to avoid any risk of production stop. So that inventories we are still carrying, and this we hope that by this quarter we will be able to consume the high cost inventories.
Okay. Great. So, and sir, there was some new herbicide that we were planning to launch in Q4, and we had done a lot of stocking for that. I think the inventory buildup was due to that.
That herbicide major usage comes in the first quarter of every year, because normally in April, May, June, the demand would be high on this. So there also we are storing the product now, and the major sales will happen in the next quarter.
In Q1 or Q4?
Q4. Q1. It is the last of Q4 and Q1. Major sales would be in Q1.
Okay.
Yeah. But we have to build the stock, because that is a very short time sale. So that is why we have to build the stock.
Okay, sir. Sir, the new expansion that we are doing at Harimpur, we have just got the EC, and you are saying that within a year we'll be able to build two units. That's a very short time, but so have we already been doing some construction activity, or how will it happen? Because usually it takes 2 years for a plant to get up and running, and then it takes time for approval. So how will we be managing so fast?
Sir, actually what happened that after getting the environmental clearance, simultaneously we are also working on other clearances, because we require a lot of clearances from the government. So I will just explain you, after environmental clearance, we also got the groundwater abstraction clearance also. We got the permission from them. Similarly, fire NOC we have already received. Then we have made arrangement with our landfill system company, Ramki. We are already in the agreement with them. And then we already applied for the consent to establish to the pollution control board. So these activities are parallelly going on. And we are planning initial stages, few intermediates. So for intermediates, we don't have many regulatory requirements in terms of registration at CBI, Central Insecticide Board, etc. So we have already shortlisted a few intermediates that we will be starting first. So we feel that we should be able to produce something by the third quarter or the fourth quarter of this year. And this is also a must for us, because of the tax benefit rule that the government has given, that the plant has to be commissioned in FY24. Only then we can avail the concessional income tax of 15%.
Yes, sir.
Push us to act a little faster.
Okay, that's great to hear, sir. And sir, another 4,000 ton we were planning to add at Sandila. Any update on that?
Yes, that is going on, sir. That is going on. As on today, as we informed last month, we have already added one more herbicide with a very good export potential, but the capacity of that plant would be about 300 tons, and then a few more intermediates are under construction, which we will be commissioning maybe in March or maximum by April.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ayushi.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nagesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, during the quarter, there is an increase in the export compared to the domestic sale. See, first question is, what are the reasons for this?
There has been very good demand for our herbicide as well as recently launched herbicides.
Okay. Is it specifically for herbicide only this increase in sales has happened?
Yes. Our existing herbicide has, we have got good export order. And few quarters back, we have launched one more herbicide that exclusively for export that has got very good export demand.
Okay. Sir, you know, just a continuation of this. See, we have our top three products where we have more than 20% market share, where our competitors are all these MNCs. And these MNCs must be having their manufacturing plant at either China or maybe someplace in Europe. And if it is in Europe, with the current increase in power cost, so any information you have got whether they have reduced their production and they're diverting their requirement to India, something like that?
No, sir, our major competitors, they are not based in Europe. The major competitor is based in Israel, and they have their products going on. But our, because we have long-term arrangements with our customers, we are able to continue supply the required quantities to them. And from China, we have not so much of competition at all, because the manufacturers of these compounds in China are relatively very small.
I'll ask you in another way. So because, you know, is there any increasing demand for our these three products from Europe markets?
Europe market increase is not in one product, yes, because that product we have launched only last year. So we are getting good demand for that one herbicide from Europe itself. Europe and the adjoining countries from Europe, from the main European Union, and the adjoining countries, we are getting good demand for that. And for the other herbicide, we are getting good demand in other countries also.
Okay. Sir, now since our IPO, how many products we have launched till date, sir?
Sir, at the time of IPO, we had promised 8 molecules to be in pipeline.
Correct.
And out of these 8, we have already launched 7 products. With this new herbicide, what we have commissioned this month, including that, this will be the 7th molecule what we have launched. This includes 6 active ingredients and 1 intermediate. And one more is already under construction, which we are planning to launch soon.
Sir, okay. Now, you said out of the 7 launch, 6 are technicals and only 1 is intermediate, right?
Intermediate, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, now this
intermediate has been largely being imported. So it will be an import substitute in line with our government's initiative of Atmanirbhar Bharat. So from that point of view, now we are able to manufacture in India.
Okay. Sir, before this IPO, I think we had only 6 products, no? 5 fungicides and 1 herbicide. Is that is correct?
We have 7 to 8 products. We were having 2 herbicide and 6 fungicides.
6 fungicides. So total 8 products, no?
8 products.
Okay. Now, why I was asking that question is, of these 8 products that you had before the IPO, are we completely backward integrated in those products?
In those products, sir, majorly we are backward integrated, except some critical general purpose intermediates, no, which are available in the market, that we were sourcing from the market. But otherwise, we are backward integrated. Because 1 or 2 intermediates we have to import because they are readily available in the market. Those we were buying from the local market as well as importing. But otherwise, majorly it was backward integrated and Indian sources.
Now the new 6 technicals that you have launched, so there we are not backward integrated, right?
There also we are backward integrated, sir. As I told you that recently we started an intermediate which was being imported, majorly was being imported. So that we started manufacturing, so we are getting backward integration in that. And other 2 molecules also we are getting backward integration.
Thank you. Mr. Jain, would the question is.
Because our strategy is that way only, sir, that we would like to be backward integrated company. We do very few products with N-1 strategy.
Thank you, Mr. Nagarjan. Request you to join the queue for any follow-ups. Thank you. Before we move to our next question, I'd like to remind our participant to limit your question to two per participant. So if time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-ups. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for...
And can you be a bit loud, please?
Yeah, congratulations for a decent set of numbers in tough times. Sir, if you can talk about, you know, how has been the realization trend over the past 3-4 years for some of our key products like Kaptan, Folpet and Famoxonil, let's say, you know, what were their prices pre-COVID and how are they currently, how much did they move up in the past 1 year and how has been the price trend over the past 6-9 months?
Earlier, the price was very, very stable. During, as compared to last quarter of this financial year 22, the price has increased by around 8% now for these molecules. Earlier, prices were very stable before COVID.
Okay. So there wasn't any significant increase in prices post-COVID, let's say in FY21-22?
Yeah.
And now, in fact, in this 6-9 months, they have increased by 8%.
Yeah, but correspondingly, raw material cost has also been increased by just similar amount.
Slightly more.
Sure. And sir, you know, one figure that you mentioned that from the newly launched 7 molecules, they're expected, we are expecting to generate 250 crore of revenue in FY24. Is that right?
Yes.
And how much are these molecules contributing to our sales in 9 months?
9 months, they have contributed around 12%.
Sure. And how many molecules are we planning to launch in FY24?
FY24, sir, we would be launching at least 4 products.
Okay, and this product will also be targeting export markets largely?
These 4 products would be at least 2 in our subsidiary and 2 products in our existing plant.
Sure. And sir, the new greenfield CAPEX that we are that for which we have got the EC approval, will that be largely focusing on the existing set of molecules or will be introducing the new molecules which will be contributing to the revenue from the new plant?
We would be aiming at new molecules. Existing molecules, we have got reasonable capacity here and we would be there aiming for the new molecules and the new chemistries. With bromine and fluorine and other process chemistries.
Sure. And sir, Sandila plant post this 70 crore capex, will there be any space left for further capex? Or, you know, like we can just reach around 1100 crore kind of revenue from the Sandila plant and now the growth will largely come from the new greenfield capex that we are doing.
Sir, with this expansion, the Sandila plant will be almost full. Maybe very small space for 1 or 2 small products, but not very much for any big capacity addition there. And the further expansion will come largely from our new site.
Thank you. Mr. Ankit Gupta, request you to join the queue for any follow-ups as we have several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Mehta from Prudent Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, my question is how much top 3 product contribute?
Be a bit loud. Your audio is very low.
Sure, sir. Sir, how much did top 3 product contributed in 9-month FY23 ended, sir?
They contributed around 45% of our turnover.
Okay, sir. And is it possible to give a breakup of prostacyclin or thyrocarbamate breakup? I mean, how much percentage in total revenue?
They say fungicides, the top two, out of top three, two are fungicides. Fungicide turnover will be around 25%, and herbicide top turnover will be 20%.
Okay, and these are all 9 months ended, correct, sir?
9 months ended.
Yes, sure, sir. And sir, what is the volume and value growth for this quarter compared to last year same quarter?
Volume has been increased by 8% and price has increased by 8%. Total increase is 16%.
Okay. And sir, utilization at the end of 9 months, sir? For both technical and formulation?
For technical, it has been around 72%, but formulation has been quite low, maybe around 40%, since there is a lot of channel inventory in local market. So, it was off season also, so utilization formulation was low.
Okay, and sir, since the IPO we have launched a healthy 7 molecules, have any rough number that how much the market size in terms of molecule we have increased?
Market size, one or two are very large molecule, they have very good market size in India, but to quantify, say they may be having market size of around 1,000 crore.
All 7 molecules, all 7 available.
All
7. Okay, and sir, the new product we are targeting, any idea about demand or the realization prices, they are stable or around?
For this last product we have launched, or all the 7 new molecules we are talking?
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Requested to join the queue for any follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Senthil Kumar from Jointer Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sir, my first question on revenue mix, sir. Actually, you know, in your open remark, you said like the export revenue share increased to 68% from 49% on sequential basis. If I do math on this, now I could find that there is a 45% drop in domestic sales and 20% increase in exports revenue. Even though you have commented like, you know, there is a strong demand for both existing and newly launched products, I couldn't understand, so you know, what is the reason for this 45% drop in domestic revenue, sir?
Sir, actually in domestic revenue, what happens, sir, this is a slightly lean season. What happens, so the major consumption is in Q2. So Q1 and Q2 sales are little higher, and Q3 slightly it is slacks, number one. So that is why the local sales are slightly less. We are building the inventories for the local sale, which we would be selling during the last period of this quarter as well as next quarter.
And my second question, sir, you know, you just commented like revenue from newly launched products is 25 crores. Okay, so what I have done is, you know, if I reduce the 25 crores from the revenue of 217 crores reported in this Q3 FY23, I can find that there is only 1% growth in the overall revenue. I just want to know whether do we see any slowdown in for the existing product demand?
No, even in our Q3 financial year 22 sales, our new products have contributed 10 to 12 crore sales also. Since we have launched some product in Q2 financial year 22 only, so there was contribution from new products in last Q3 of financial year 22 also.
Okay. So what is the contribution of newly launched product in Q3 FY22, sir?
It was around 12 to 13 crore last year.
Oh,
now it has increased to 25 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Chheda from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, you mentioned volume growth of 8% and price growth of 8%. Was this for first 9 months of FY23?
No, it was for this quarter as compared to Q3 of financial year 22.
This was for quarter. Okay. And in absolute term, what was the volume number? You said somewhere 3,900 tons.
Yeah, yeah, 3,900 tons is sale. Production is slightly higher.
How much is the production, sir, if you have the number?
It will be around, I think, 4,100 tons.
4,100 tons. Okay. And do you have 9 months number, sir, for production and sales volume, and how much was the growth?
Sir, I will, right now we do not have this 9 months production number.
Okay.
Because we can send you by mail.
Gotcha. And you said the new products in first 9 months contributed 12% of sales.
Yes, yes.
Which would be roughly 80 odd crores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Hamirpur plant, sir, what was the capex number you have spent till date?
We have spent around 10 crore in Hamirpur project, and we are further expecting to spend 7 to 10 crore in next 2 months.
Okay. And next year how much will you spend? So next year by Q4 you will start this plant?
Yes, at least 1 or 2 products.
Yeah. We will start in Q4 financial year 24.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned about the new products and also the new products to be added, which is number of products next year would be 4. And this will come at the new site.
No, not all 4 will not come at the new site. 2 will come at least at the new site, and 2 will be in the existing site. Existing, our capex is still continuing, no sir. So that capex will result in 2 more products.
Sure.
And so instead of 8, we would be giving 9 products from our existing site.
Okay. And sir, with regards to customer additions, how have been the customer additions? What are we, you know, how are we trying to add the customers? Any new customers added already, or you are quite confident that those will come in, specifically the large MNCs across the globe?
Yeah, we are already working in that direction, sir, and we are adding new customers. We are having discussions with a few US companies and a few Australian companies. So that discussion is already going on, and for the new products, we have some arrangement with the new customers, even with Japanese.
And how about the registration of this product in the various territories?
We are already working on those lines. Wherever they require registration, we are giving them all the data required to register. And where we need to register, we are getting the data generated, because we require 5-batch reports, we require physicochemical properties, we require toxicological studies. So their studies are already going on, and we would be submitting these for the registration in various countries.
And sir, with regards to this 1100 crores of top line from the existing site next year, two parts to it. One, given that most of it will come from the existing, the old yes. products as well as the new products which we have launched in last 6 months to 9 months post IPO.
Yes,
and typically what we understand from your interactions is most of these products have been doing well and are expected to do well.
Yes.
And the capex is also almost completed.
Yes,
with regards to the existing plant. So, as we speak today, given that the raw material costs are coming down, given that the logistic costs are now much more favorable for you, the fuel costs should come down gradually. Do we see any risk to first the top line which we are projecting? What can that risk be, number one? And number two, what kind of EBITDA margins do you visualize for this kind of top line, which is around 1,000 to 1,100 crores?
Yeah, EBITDA margin we are projecting is next year is between 23% to 25%, and since our product has very stable pricing environment, presence of China is very less, so we do not see much downward risk due to price reduction. But even our customer, our buyers, they are not able to increase price very much. So a stable kind of environment we are projecting as far as pricing is concerned.
Thank you. Rahul, request to join the queue for any follow-ups. Also, participants are requested to limit their question to 2 for participants only. We have the next question from the line of Sharad Ratnakumar from Nirmala Consulting. Please go ahead.
This year.
Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my question, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. Sir, my question was regarding the Hamirpur capacity. So, if I understand correctly, we are projecting 100 crores in capex over the next 4 years. And from the environment report, what I see is technicals is around 3,600 tons per annum and formulations around 29,200 tons per annum. Now, are we looking to commission this entire facility in this 4 year period?
Sir, this is the clearance what we have got from the Ministry of Environment. We have applied for slightly higher capacity so that we don't have to go to them again and again. That is number one. And we would be, as told earlier, we would be building that in blocks. And we can go up to this capacity. That is the reasonable estimate. But we will see over the years how we add the capacities. We are projecting about 100 crores per annum for the coming 4 years. And with this capex, whatever capacity we can build up, we will try to build as much as possible. But to be on the safer side, we have taken a safe capacity permission from Ministry of Environment.
Understood, sir. So, with this 100 crores over the next 4 years, each year, what is the kind of capacity that we are looking to implement?
It is difficult to tell because what happens is some products now they are slightly higher in value, so the capacity would be slightly limited, and some products are slightly low value products, so there the capacity could be little higher. So exactly telling the capacity what would be building is slightly difficult at this stage. Maybe down 1 year, 1.5 years, we will be more definite on this.
Understood, sir. We'll wait for it. Thank you so much. I'll fall back in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pratik Singhania from Sage One Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to know the realization for Folpet and Cartep for FY21 and 22, and what is the price as of now for 9 months as well as the Q3?
This is slightly confidential, sir. It will be difficult for me to tell the exact numbers on this. And Cartep we are not producing. We are not producing Cartep. We are producing Folpet, but not Cartep.
Okay. But sir, has there been a substantial drop in the realization? Because is that affecting our overall gross margin?
No, there is no reduction in the realization of even Folpet, that much I can tell.
Okay, so the realization stays status quo as compared to...
That stays, yes sir.
And sir, with respect to your large players like UPL, Corteva, the commentaries have been very positive. So why are we not being able to pass on the cost if the demand from those guys are much strong?
Sir, actually the ultimate usage price in the market, no, that doesn't get absorbed probably. That is why we are not able to pass on the complete cost increase. though we have arrangements with the companies and the raw material cost we are able to pass on, but the overall manufacturing cost and the energy cost, no, that becomes difficult for us to pass on. That is why there is some effect on us.
Okay. And sir, with respect to our current location, like since coal availability is a challenging situation for us, then why not shift or like set up new plant at a much better location, which are much more friendly and access to coals are much easier?
Sir, for your information, I would like to say that we are not using coal at all, even in our existing plant. We are using much greener energy source, that is rice husk, and which is slightly cheaper than coal. And the rice husk is available plenty in this area because UP is producing a lot of rice. So rice husk is available in the plenty. Though the price of even the rice husk has increased over the period now, but the availability is there. And it is a green initiative by the company not to use any fossil fuel. So we don't use any coal at all.
Okay, so 100% of our requirement is met through our rice husk in terms of power generation?
Not power generation, sir. It is for the other energy requirement. For example, steam generation, hot water generation, hot oil generation, all those things. Power, of course, we buy from the electricity board.
Sure. Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogansh Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a decent set of results. Most of the questions have been answered, sir. Just a couple of follow-ups I'll have. So, inventory, you mentioned that the high-cost inventory will go down in coming quarters in Q4 and specifically in Q1. So, but could you just share the December inventory closing value? What was it, sir?
Yogansh, in absolute number, it is around the same as in Q2 current September. It was around 225 crore.
Okay, and this we expect to bring down to what level, sir, by year end? I mean, the reason I'm asking is because our inventory days overall has gone up, not just the absolute amount. So, overall, what is the trajectory that we want to bring down it to by year end?
By year end, it will be reduced by at least 25 crore.
Okay. So major changes should come in next financial year then, the normalization basically.
Yeah. No, the normalization to earlier inventory level will not be there. Since now we are producing some products which has a very seasonal demand. Earlier our products were, they were being sold say 10 to 11 months entire year, but a few of our new products, they are specifically for Kharif season. They are big molecules, so we have to build up a lot of inventory in anticipation of next season. So inventory level will not go down to earlier levels, but it will rationalize from here.
Okay. So now going forward with these new products, our Q4 and Q1 will be the quarters with heavier sales.
Yeah.
DG's
quarter has heavier
sales. Okay, got it. And the new product that we mentioned, the contribution from which we are expecting 300 tons. So what is the kind of price point for this product, if you could share?
The prices vary from, say, 600 rupees per kg to...
I mean, air product ki baat hai, he's
asking. Acha, new product. New.
Are you asking for the new herbicide what we have introduced or our overall product range?
Sir, one product you mentioned, na, ki, we have launched for 300 tons.
That is a slightly high value product, sir, ranging from almost about 3,500 rupees a kg.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that would be our last question for today.
Thank you, sir.
I now have the conference over to Mr. DK Jain, CEO, for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
We thank you very much for taking out your time to attend this call, and wish you all the best and have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. And even now, goodbye.